This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and a warm welcome to Sotheby's and this historic sale. Damien Hirst.
Damien Hirst. What's your taste for preserved sharks, etc.? How's this for irony? On the very day that Lehman Brothers filed for bankruptcy, the investment bank, the art market hit a peak. $200 million was raised in one day for Damien Hirst's artwork, and that was for a diamond-encrusted skull. What a difference a year makes. If Lehman Brothers had actually sold their art collection at that moment, the day they filed for bankruptcy, maybe they'd still be in business, but didn't happen that way. Mired in controversy and legal wrangling over the last year, the art collection now is going under the hammer. The BBC's Lawrence Pollard has been investigating what's going to happen to the Lehman Brothers art collection. He joins us from Bush House in London. Good morning, Lawrence.
Hi there, John.
So Lehman Brothers, investment bankers, they don't really go in for the Damien Hirst diamond-encrusted skulls and preserved sharks kind of thing, right? It's a different art collection altogether.
Well, what's interesting is it's this corporate art collection. I mean, Lehman's, love and marriage, they go together, as we know, like a horse and carriage, and so does art and money. You know, if you go to the Metropolitan Museum of Art, there is a whole wing called the Robert Lehman Collection.
That's right.
It's a fantastic collection that was left to them in 1969.
Andrew Mellon, the banker, created the National Gallery of Art.
One after another, yeah. You know. And Lehman's had a very, very good corporate art collection, and you nicely illustrated the incredible irony, kind of like the absolute top of the market, this Damien Hirst selling his stuff direct to the collectors. This happened on the day that Lehman's was collapsing. So you kind of think the maximum confidence in the art market just at the moment when that crucial thing is disappearing. Lehman's is allowed to go bankrupt, files for bankruptcy. Confidence just crashes. Now, what Lehman's had, apart from corporate jets, a condo in Miami, yellow cake, uranium, all these other things that they had, which the liquidators are now getting rid of course, they had a fantastic corporate art collection. And I was just interested with the irony of this kind of like what was happening a year ago, sort of what actually happened to this stuff. And of course, you remember all those pictures of Lehman's guys and girls walking out with all their goods in a cardboard box.
Those were photographs. Those weren't art pictures. Those
exactly.
Not performance art. No.
They should have taken something off the wall.
Right.
Because there is, you know, a really, really good collection, which is going on sale, it now turns out, after the liquidators got an art consultant to come in and tell them what they should do. Now, of course, as you know, the big problem is that when you come to sell your assets after a bankruptcy,
you're flooding the market.
Hey, the assets aren't worth anything. Right. So what's interesting is, although there are millions of dollars worth of art which are being sold by Freeman's in Philadelphia, it's actually the 1st of November is the first of three sales, there's other stuff as well which is being held back, and no one will tell us what it is. So if I could make an appeal for anyone who is a director of Lehman's and is listening to your program and wants to tell us what they had in the boardroom, please let us know. Because there must be stuff which is being held back, and the tactics of this is quite interesting. I mean, I am speculating here, I have to say, but if you think they have fantastic stuff that they're holding back, they don't want creditors to come knocking on their door saying, hey, you've got to, let's say for the sake of argument, a Jackson Pollock and Andy Warhol or whatever, you've got to put that on the market now. They don't want to put it on the market now.
Is it
because
all,
it's not going to fetch enough, you see.
What we do know, is it like landscapes and conservative stuff? Or
Basically the conservative stuff and also prints. They had a fantastic collection of prints because what Lehman's did, which was amazing, was they went to working artists like Louise Bourgeois and said, give us your latest stuff.
Like commission
you
stuff.
You know, Yeah. So they were getting really, really cutting edge stuff and stuff that was being made by artists. It's a fantastic collection.
Of
course, prints and so on, you know, they're not worth so big. One of the things I have to say that
quickly,
I think is really interesting.
You got 2 seconds.
Yeah, really quickly. Just imagine, you can buy a print of the New York Stock Exchange, which used to belong to Lehman's, which caused the stock exchange to crash. How cool would that be?
Lawrence Pollard, BBC Arts Correspondent, talking about the Lehman Collection on sale now.